Listener Production.
Hi, it's Damien Carvin with your news briefing. Anthony Albanese has held his first press conference as Prime Minister after being sworn into the top job this morning in Canberra. Counting continues across the country with postal votes being sent in, including in the seat of Curtin here in Perth. Our new PM says he's still hopeful of forming a majority in Parliament, but he has been in discussions with existing members of the crossbench.
It is important that we respect the outcome of the election on Saturday. I've stuck to what I said before the election, as have they. They will consider legislation on its merits. I expect that to be the case.
Premier Mark McGowan has labelled Peter Dutton an extremist who isn't very smart. It comes as the Liberal Party gets set to vote on a new leader in the coming days in Canberra. The Premier says the Queenslander will hurt the Liberals even more.
He's an extremist. He's an extremist. And I don't think he fits with modern Australia at all. And he doesn't seem to listen. He's extremely conservative. I actually don't think he's that smart. I've seen him present on things. I don't really pick up there's much there.
Our COVID numbers are down. This morning we've added 10,013 new infections to the total. There are now 87,103 active cases in the state. 3,550 of those are workers in our health system. There are 323 COVID patients in hospital, 9 in intensive care. And the Perth to London direct flights are back up and going. The first flight is due out tonight. Perth to Rome direct starts next month. In sport, Dockers young gun Hayden Young says the players are keen to put the last two losses behind them. Frio went down to Collingwood by 36 points yesterday. Young says coach Justin Longmuir wants them to prepare well for the clash with Melbourne this Saturday.
He sort of spoke about not dwelling on the loss, so we've got 6 days to move on and play against a pretty good side. So we've got to review it strongly and learn from our mistakes.
Listener.